Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Memo. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm all right. You?
Not bad.
Just a typical Sunday afternoon. We're going to, preview the, the Super Bowl. And, of course, we're going to talk about the deflate ball incident, involving the Patriots. We're also going to talk about the NHL All-Star game going on today. The Knicks finally had their winning streak snapped after losing 16 straight. We'll just dive into that momentarily a little bit. And, of course, we're also going to talk about Mike Krzyzewski, winning his 1,000th career as an NCAA, head coach. We'll talk about that also. And now, as usual, we're going to end it off with a little WWE. Recap Sting making his Raw debut, and also the upcoming Royal Rumble match and our predictions, before the match, the pay-per-view start later today. And, of course, you guys, you know the number. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know the deal. And the number is, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Yeah, I forgot.
No problem. Thanks. Thanks for that, Mac.
No problem.
And without further ado, let's talk about the deflate. The deflate debate, I guess you could call it. And, of course, as we all know, the Patriots have recently caught that 11 of the 12 balls that was used in the AFC Championship game where the, you know, the Patriots, you know, demolished the Colts. I think by the final score of 45-7, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that, yeah.
And, you know, the big debate was whether or not Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were aware of it. And, you know, I'm going to keep it real. I think they both knew very well what they're doing. And for them to, you know, plead ignorance is really insulting the intelligence of, you know, sports fans everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is not the first time they've done stuff like this. Remember back during the year where they run that Spygate situation where, you know, they were accused of filming other teams' practices. So, you know, the Patriots, you know, they're going to ground. You know, they've lost twice to the Giants. They come up short. So I guess, you know, this time around they wanted to make sure that they made it to the Super Bowl by deflating those balls. But I don't believe either Belichick or Brady. I know they knew. Even if they didn't know, they were somehow involved in this. So, I think the Patriots organization should be held responsible and NFL should do something after this Super Bowl series ends. They should fine them or penalize them in some way.
Yeah, they should, you know, definitely penalize them financially. I mean, there are some former quarterbacks that say, you know, it's common, you know, all teams, you know, well, you know, apparently, you know, it's not the first time teams have done this, but this is like the first time, I guess, you know, us, you know, non-athletes are aware of this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, Bill Belichick, he is, you know, micromanager, you know, arguably one of the greatest, you know, head coaches in NFL history. That one of the best in the game right now, in my opinion. So for him not to know something going on, you know, I find it very hard to believe. Let alone Tom Brady, who was handling the balls, although, you know, throughout the game, you know, I'm pretty sure he could tell the difference between, you know, a regular football and one that's slightly deflated. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they were. I know Tom Brady. He was well aware because the quarterback's supposed to know
exactly
when the ball is deflated. You know, I think it was before the game, right? Or was it before half?
I don't know. I don't know when they found out the balls were deflated, but. Yeah, 11 of 12, I mean, that's
a lot of balls, man.
Exactly. I mean, if it was just one ball that got deflated. Now I remember now. How they found out was because one of the Colts players made an interception. So that's how he was able to feel the difference.
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, the cover allegedly got blown.
Yeah, and, well, you know, they're not going to be able to try that in the Super Bowl. Even if they try in the Super Bowl, you know, I think they're going to get their asses whooped anyway by the Seahawks. You know, I'm betting on it, too.
I sure hope so. And besides, I mean, they whooped the Colts behind. I mean, they didn't need to cheat. But then again, some people are thinking maybe, I mean, we all know how great the Patriots are. I mean, they won 3 Super Bowls so far. And if it wasn't for the Giants and Eli, those last two Super Bowl appearances, you know, they easily could have had 5 or going on 6. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're a great team, but, you know, you know, their shenanigans, you know, taints their team, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, even though it's an asterisk sort of, it doesn't look good, but, you know, you can't take away, you know, their legacy, basically. It does taint it a bit, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, they are, you know, arguably, you know, the best, you know, team in this era right now.
Yeah. But that does taint their legacy a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they're going to face the Seahawks, as you mentioned. And, of course, the Seahawks, you know, they pulled an unbelievable comeback and defeated the Green Bay Packers after they at one point in the beginning trailed 16-0, which, you know, because of the comeback, you know, they became they have the greatest comeback in conference history. So, you know, Seahawks are looking to repeat and win two straight. And, yeah, I hope they do it.
Seahawks, yeah, man. They're playing some great defense right now. That last game against the Packers, they just miraculously came back won that game. But, yeah, I mean, that's my pick right now. I'm going with the Seahawks to win this whole thing. I got my money on it, so I think they're going to be the first team since the Patriots in 2004 to win it back-to-back.
I sure hope you're right. And I'm rooting for the Seahawks, but I don't know. I have a bad feeling the Patriots are going to win again, especially without their nemesis Eli lurking in the background. So
I don't know. The Patriots, when they face those Giants teams, when Giants were playing great defense, Patriots did not look good, especially Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're vulnerable to great defenses, and
oh yeah, see, I
don't think they've seen anything like the Seahawks defense.
Yeah, you make a valid point, but I don't know. I think their experience is gonna make them overcome that.
Yeah, don't forget the Seahawks are the defending champs. They just won last year. So
I don't.
Let's not forget about that.
Oh yeah, I mean they're the champs until someone you know, uncrowns them.
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Definitely preview that, you know, next week. And, you know, switching gears here, you know, the NHL game is going on right now. The NHL, you know, is going to be played today. And, you know, it's East versus West. Rick Nash is the, you know, the Lone Ranger recipient. And, you know, it was you know, shocking that Lundqvist didn't make the, you know, didn't get the nod for the All-Star yet again. Yeah, you still here, Mac?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening.
What's your thoughts?
Oh, on what, the NHL All-Star game?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been really following hockey this season that much. I know the Rangers are doing good.
Oh, yeah. Rangers, Islanders.
I don't know which players made it, to be honest with you.
Lightning. Rick Nash is the only Lone Ranger, entry. Yeah, I was just mentioning that, you know, it's surprising that Lundqvist didn't make it, you know, make it to the All-Star game yet again.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what's going on in All-Star games. I can't tell you what player deserved to make it, what player didn't deserve to make it. Man, I'm so out of it with hockey this season. I guess once the football season is over, that's when, you know, I'll start getting back into it.
Yeah. And one team that's getting back to their ways is the Knicks. You know, they had their 16-game losing streak snap. And then they went on a brief three-game winning streak, I should say. And then now, yesterday, they lost to the Hornets. So they're back to their losing ways.
Yeah. I mean, they won, three games in a row?
Yeah.
Before they got the snap?
Yeah, they beat the Hornets at home, which snapped the home and overall, you know, losing streak. Then they beat the Phillies in Philadelphia. So that snapped the road winning streak, a losing streak, I should say. And then, you know, they beat, I'm trying to remember, who did they beat? Oh, yeah, the Magic. And then they lost to the Hornets, you know, yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, Knicks are a bad team. You know, they're, you know, that three-game winning streak, I know people were excited over it, but let's not forget, they're still one of the worst teams in the NBA, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that tells you something. Getting excited over when you're only, what, you only have, like, what, 7 wins on a season or something like that?
Exactly.
That tells you what's wrong with the Knicks right now.
Exactly.
And they're not a good team. Hopefully they could I just hope they get a number one pick so they can get hope before.
Yeah, me too. I sure hope so too. And speaking of Okafor, Jahlil Okafor, his head coach and his team, you know, won, defeated St. John's earlier this afternoon.
And, oh, yeah.
Krzyzewski got his 1,000 career game as an NCAA head coach. So congratulations to him and the Blue Devils.
Damn. I mean, you've been caught for 30-something years, right?
Yeah, he's been for, yeah.
It's a lot of wins.
Forever, especially in, you know, with the, you know, Duke.
Oh, yeah. And they beat Duke, beat St. John's. I was watching some of that game. It was a good game. St. John's, they're playing real well. But Duke is, like, the best team right now in NCAA basketball.
Well, they're one of them because Kentucky, I think they're 19-0 coming into their latest game.
True.
And I think their center might be a top pick also.
Yeah.
Might be the first or second, you know. Obviously, if Okafor isn't selected.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see. Hopefully, you know, the Knicks can get this number one pick.
Oh, yeah.
Because they definitely.
Okafor, we could use a guy like Okafor. Maybe he could be the next Tim Duncan or Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, that's what the comparisons are. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Knicks definitely need a guy. They definitely need a guy who could change the, you know, the whole foundation and the culture about the Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, getting some superstar players, you know, in the via free agency or through a trade won't hurt either. So we'll let you know what happens.
Yeah.
If anything major happens with the Knicks, hopefully good. But, yeah, shifting gears. Yeah, let's, you know, let's talk about our wall. And, of course, you know, the big news. They had, I don't know about you, but Monday Night Raw was clearly the best Monday Night Raw this year so far.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Will, we have a caller.
Oh, sure. Hello, caller.
Hi, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
What?
Hey, what's up? What's your name? Hey, Mac, you can hear the caller?
The call dropped.
Oh.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Sorry about that. If somehow the your call got disconnected, feel free to call back as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Is he back on?
Caller, you're back on. Caller?
Hello, caller. Feel free to speak.
Caller, can you hear us?
Oh, sorry.
You're live on air. What's your question? Okay, call dropped again.
All right, must have a bad connection.
Yeah.
You know, keep trying.
Yep.
Until the caller gets back on the air, the biggest news from WWE and on Monday Night Raw was, of course, Sting making his Monday Night Raw debut finally.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped John Cena defeat the Authority, Seth Rollins, and you know, Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and why am I forgetting who the other person?
Eric Rowan.
Ryback. They all
got Ryback. Yeah.
Which was expected.
Oh yeah, I mean, you knew those guys weren't gonna be held out for that long, you know, especially with Royal Rumble coming up.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And thanks to Sting, you know, those guys got their job back.
Mm-hmm.
And then on SmackDown, you know, those guys all qualified with the exception of Eric Rowan inside tonight's Royal Rumble. So,
all right,
yeah,
so let's try this again. Caller?
Hello?
Hi, caller. What's your question?
What's up? What's your name?
Oh, yeah, like, you guys were talking something about Raw or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Did you see it on Monday night?
No, I just didn't, like, catch what you were talking about. Really, I just didn't catch the show. I thought you were talking about UFC for a second there.
No, we weren't. But what do you have? What would you like to talk about?
Okay, call the drop again. He wanted to talk about the UFC, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't hear his question.
Yeah.
Let's hopefully he can return, and hopefully this dropping today can be fixed, resolved, and hear his thoughts.
Yeah.
But what's your thoughts on Sting, you know, finally making his Raw debut?
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, hopefully we can see him tonight also in the Royal Rumble. But him helping John Cena to bring back those three guys was big. And I think we're getting closer to seeing Sting possibly fighting Triple H at WrestleMania, maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen now, because it would be kind of weird, even though I would prefer to see Sting face Undertaker. But I think it's clearly being pointed towards Triple H facing Sting, because it would kind of be weird, you know, with all this this tension between the two of them, and they don't resolve it in a fight. Especially at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
So it definitely looks like it's going to be Sting versus Triple H, and you know Sting's going to get the win there.
Oh, yeah, you have to. I mean, that'll be his first match in a WWE. You can't make him lose.
Exactly. The only way he would lose a match, possibly, is if he'd face Undertaker at WrestleMania. And maybe the rumors are is that maybe Bray Wyatt will face Undertaker if he doesn't retire. And then maybe, hopefully, 1 year after, 1 year maybe too late, or 20 years too late, maybe they might do that. But
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I hope they both retire. WrestleMania 30, let me see, that would be WrestleMania 32. And it is in Dallas. It's going to be in the Cowboys Stadium, which, you know, a stadium you're very familiar with being a Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would be interesting, though. Taker would be able to retire in front of his home fans. There's even rumors Stone Cold might come out of retirement finally and, you know, fight, you know, whoever it might be. Unfortunately, it won't be CM Punk, you know, because of the relationship between him and WWE.
Yeah.
But, it'd be interesting. You know, there's a lot of guys from Texas, so that is a possibility.
I doubt Stone Cold will come out of retirement for that. I mean, that'd be strange.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Maybe if it was Punk, I don't see him coming out of retirement. I really don't. I don't see him coming out for.
Nah.
I don't even see him coming out for Cena, and Cena would be like the guy.
Yeah.
That he would come out. Him and Hulk Hogan is too old. That's too late. I mean, even though probably Sting versus Undertaker, their ages combined would be older, but. Those guys, you know, they're still fighting. Well, Undertaker fought last year, you know. Actually, Sting fought last year, too. Sting, I don't think, hasn't fought, you know, in like over a year, you know, in TNA.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, I don't see Stone Cold coming out of retirement. The only guy I would have saw him came out of retirement for was CM Punk. And I just don't see that happening.
Yeah. And then Stone Cold Hulk Hogan match, that was supposed to happen 10 years ago.
Yeah, it should have. Yeah, it would have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen, you know. Luckily, fortunately, we got the Rock Hogan match, but...
Yeah.
You know, they clearly could have had that. I mean, they did briefly fight each other in a 3-on-2 handicap with the, you know, the NWO versus Rock and Stone Cold before,
yep,
you know, WrestleMania 18. But, yeah, Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold, unless they fought early on in Stone Cold's, earlier days during his, you know, Stunning Steve days, that match most likely never happened.
Well, it was going to happen, but what, Stone Cold got injured or something, I think, right?
No, I think he got, you know, I think during that time, Stone Cold was going through a rough, difficult period in his life. So I don't think, I didn't think he wanted to put Hogan over or something like that.
Oh.
It was like some issue. Or maybe he didn't think the match was going to be, you know, good enough. I don't remember what the issue was.
I see.
And, he was also rumored to fight Brock Lesnar, you know, in a Raw around that time. But, you know, that's when he unfortunately, you know, temporarily left the company, you know, because he didn't want to lose to Brock Lesnar in an unpromoted Raw match, you know, because there was no build-up to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it wouldn't have been as special as, you know, it could have been.
Right.
Because that's a WrestleMania tag match. Hey, you know, Bruno, now that I think, you never know, maybe Stone Cold might come out against Brock if Brock, you know, surprises everybody and comes.
Yeah, but we've seen that before. We've seen Stone Cold versus Brock already.
I don't think so. I don't think they ever faced each other.
Really?
I don't think they ever fought each other. They almost did, but I don't think they ever faced each other. He's Stone Cold Stunnered, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg in Goldberg's last match in WWE, which was Brock Lesnar's last match until he returned a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ever fight.
I
don't think they ever fought each other. I think the only interaction they've had is that Stone Cold stunnered both Goldberg and as a matter of fact, he never fought Goldberg either, Stone Cold. Mm. So that's another thing, right? That's another dream match that didn't come into fruition.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Royal Rumble, man. Okay, let's dive right into the Royal Rumble. Let's go into who you think is gonna win the Royal Rumble.
I think it'll be Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan. I'm up in the fence. It'll be one of those two guys.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I want it to be Daniel Bryan so it could set up a David versus Goliath feud between Lesnar and Daniel Bryan. Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan for the title. You know, I think that'd be awesome. It'd be like Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
You know, from like a decade ago. I think it would be an awesome match. You know, you'd have that story of Daniel Bryan coming from a near career ending surgery, and he's overcoming, you know, it'd be an even bigger comeback than he did last year.
Oh, yeah, that would be much bigger.
I hope they do that. I'd love to see Dean Ambrose win it too, or Reigns. Reigns would be awesome to win too, but yeah, I think the Reigns should have won it last year, but. In any case,
I think one of those two guys. It'll be Reigns or Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, like I said, I'd love to see Ambrose win it, but the way how they're making him lose so much, they're kind of making him like Foley. You know, he's like this hardcore, tough guy, but, you know, he just loses. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't see him winning. It would be awesome, but I just don't see it. Let me see. There's, of course, the Brock Lesnar, Cena versus Seth Rollins. And what do you think is going to happen?
Well, that triple threat match, I think Lesnar will retain the title somehow. I don't know how, but I know he's definitely gonna retain the title, whether it be the authority somehow interfering and helping him win. But I see him walking out, and you know, with the championship, and he'll most likely lose at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm so, you know, this is an awesome match. I mean, it could go either way when you think about it. You could have Cena win it, and then Seth Rollins cashes in on him.
Yeah.
You could have Brock Lesnar win and go to WrestleMania and lose it, and then to Daniel Bryan or whoever, and then have Seth Rollins cash it in. The only way I could see it happening is if it's Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. I don't see him cashing in on Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But anybody else, like maybe, you know, like if it's, you know, I'm trying to think. Like, you know, if it's, let's say, Ambrose or Reigns or, you know, a good guy, a top good guy, or maybe even Randy Orton, who might
yeah.
be a surprise entry for all we know.
Yeah.
Rumor to be a surprise entry. Who knows? Then they could cash in. Yeah, I mean, Seth Rollins has two opportunities to win.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't win outright in the match, there's always plan B. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
That's true.
So, wow, it could go, I could easily see Brock Lesnar winning this.
I see Brock Lesnar. I don't see him losing it. But, hey, like you said, it could go either way tonight.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is, I don't think Seth Rollins is going to win the match, period. I think
yeah.
it's going to be Cena or Brock. But if Cena wins, I think Seth Rollins is going to cash in tonight. Or he could do the smart thing, maybe have Brock Lesnar win, go to WrestleMania, and wait until WrestleMania to cash in, because I think he'd be the first person to win, to hold onto the title, and then cash in at WrestleMania for, like,
yeah.
the World Heavyweight title or WWE title.
True.
So that's another option. So let me see. All right, you know what? I'm going to put Brock Lesnar to win and an asterisk. If Cena wins, Seth Rollins cashes in. So that's my pick.
Okay.
Let's see. What other matches are there? There's a tag team diva match, Bella Twins versus Paige and Natalya. I guess the Paige and Natalya will win. I mean, it's not for
yeah.
the women's title, so there's nothing really to, you know.
Yeah, I'm going with Paige and Natalya as well.
There's a tag team match, Usos versus Miz and Sandow. I think Usos are going to retain.
You know, I could see Miz and Miz Dow regaining the titles again.
I can too, but I think Miz is going to cost him the title. And then maybe, this is a scenario I've never heard. Maybe this might set up a feud between Miz and Sandow for WrestleMania. Who knows?
You think so? Well, I think if there's a feud that happens, it's going to be, they're both in the Royal Rumble match, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, right.
I think there's going to be something going on there in that Royal Rumble. You'll probably see Miz out, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right, because they did kind of hint at it on Raw.
Yeah.
And let me see, what else was there? What other
New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension?
Oh, yeah, New Age Outlaw versus Ascension, you know, the legends, they whooped, you know, Road Dogg and EPA and the NWO and the, you know, DX. You know, they basically beat up on the Ascension, you know, because the Ascension was dogging on former legend teams like the Demolition and Road Warriors. And you know what? I think the Ascension are going to win. I'd love to see Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, you know, the New Age Outlaw win. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're trying to build the Ascension as the next top tag team. So I think Ascension is going to win.
Me too. I don't see them losing their first pay-per-view match, you know. So
yeah.
I think they're going to win as well.
And I'm trying to think. What other major matches there?
The only other match would be the New Day versus Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, and Adam Rose. That's probably going to be like the opening or the introduction
right.
introduction match, maybe.
Yeah. So New Day is gonna win. I mean, it's a opening match. It's not, you know, not even. Yeah, I think New Day is gonna win.
Yeah, I see New Day winning too. New Day.
It's gonna be interesting tomorrow with the aftermath of tonight.
Oh yeah.
So, anything you'd like to say?
Enjoy Royal Rumble tonight. Check out the Pro Bowl, and check out my show at Mac Saturdays at 11, and come back here check out Sports of Legend Sundays at 6 here on Block Talk Radio. You like how I said that, right?
Yeah. Well, you heard the guy. Check out both shows. Enjoy the Royal Rumble, and I want to thank you all for listening to another edition of Sports Urban Legend with me, William Ramo, and Macaulay Matthew. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.